Hello, St. Petersburg. Hello, Tampa Bay. Hello, all you local beaches. Happy Friday, Radio St. Pete. We're the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show, and we are up next.
When everybody's heard about the bird.
We are the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show right here on RadioSt.Pete.com. It is Friday evening. It is the 15th day of July.
Yay.
Right? It's still hot as balls outside.
And occasionally inside.
and occasionally inside. Man, I hope we're not really having another AC issue.
Yeah, me too.
This could be so bad.
I know.
Just had it repaired last week. It was a 300 and... some odd dollar repair
on our year old air conditioner.
Yep.
And, so
we're a little warm this evening. Like I say, we are the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show. If at any time during the show you want to give us a call, please do so. We would love to hear from you, and you can talk about anything you want to talk about. That will be okay with us. No, everything. Everything.
Opening Pandora's box.
We can't screen those calls.
That's okay. This is internet radio, baby.
He's like, there's no bleeps. There's no bleeps.
One of the special things about this evening is we have a special guest. His name is Jesse Alley, and he's all the way from Ohio. Jesse, how are you?
Oh, I'm doing all right. From Columbus, Ohio.
Columbus, Ohio. Just recently graduated from Ohio State University.
The Ohio State University.
God,
you gotta get it right.
Right.
He's proud.
I want to get into a little bit more about what you're all about, but before I do that, let me go ahead, in case we have new listeners, let me go ahead and introduce everybody in the studio this evening. At the opposite end of the table from me is my little girl, Hannah Claire.
Yes, hello.
Okay. To her right is my blushing bride, Stephanie.
Hello, Mark.
Uh-huh. We all already mentioned Jesse. And to his right is my boy, Ty Ginn.
What's up?
And as always, my name is Mark, and I will be your host for the next 2 hours, something like that.
Jeez.
Unless we all get too hot and pass out from the heat.
Yeah. Right.
You're telling me, man. I came for just a week, and oh, my God. Yeah. I thought Ohio's weather was bad.
Right.
No, it's hot.
No, yeah.
So, Jesse, you just recently graduated from Ohio State University, and what was your degree in?
I majored in English, and my minor was media production analysis. I graduated just this spring, like you said.
Right.
Took 5 years, man. It's a fun time, but it was a lot of work. A lot of work.
Well, you had mentioned to me this past weekend that you had worked on a couple of different podcasts. So I thought it would be a great idea to bring you into the studio and let's get it on.
Yeah, it was great. I mean, we hung out Sunday and had a few talks about this, and I got a little segment I think everybody's gonna like.
Well, I think it's that particular segment is going to be, well, it's a very hot button topic.
Yes,
and we will get into that a little bit later in the show. Because it's everywhere.
Oh, yeah, right.
Very.
It has gone viral, you might say.
Worse.
It's worse than the herpes.
I don't know if viral fits.
So did anybody have a particularly strange day?
I've had a very bizarre day.
I mean, anything that you care to share? Is it something quick and easy?
Really can't.
Because I can guarantee you that I've got something that is going to blow everybody away.
Oh. Uh-huh. Okay. Maybe you should.
So am I up?
Yeah, you're
starting. Up.
You're gonna go.
All right. So about 2:15 this afternoon. Now I get off work at 3:00.
Right.
So about 2:15 this afternoon, I've got a call from Lori, and she says, can you go with Jim to a particular unit? Because we're a little concerned. Nobody's been able to get a hold of this person. Jim has some money.
This is a good start.
Yeah, Jim has some money that he obtained for that person. So can you go with Jim? I'm like, God, man. You know, right at the end of the day.
Right.
Why do I got to do it?
Anyway, we go to the unit. First go up and we ring the doorbell incessantly. Mm. Nothing. So we decide, well, we're just not going to mess with it right now. You know,
We know what's going on.
Yeah, nobody's heard from this person in about 5 days.
Oh, no.
Oh, geez. Were they playing Pokemon Go?
So then we decide, well, we know where the key is hidden. Let's get the key and maybe we'll open it up. And Jim's like, well, maybe you should open it up. I said, Jim, this person hates me. I don't want to be the first one in the unit, right? So I convince him to do it. So we open the door. We start calling the name. I'm looking around and I'm thinking, okay, I don't see anybody. Yeah. So let's beat it. All of a sudden he goes, oh, she's so swollen.
Oh.
And I look around the corner and I was like, oh, no. Now, Stephanie, you used to work there. Who would you guess it would be?
I actually know who it is.
Are we allowed to say that on air?
Yeah. I wouldn't.
Oh.
But
how do you know?
I ran into Lori at the office, but I wasn't going to say a word.
So anyway, to end my Friday at work, I discovered a dead body.
Right.
Oh, my gosh.
This is the second time I've done that since I've worked on that project.
This isn't the first time.
No. No.
Wow. Second time. Hey, what a way to kick off the weekend.
Hey, happy hour.
Happy hour.
Here we go.
Dead body hour.
And, you know, it's not like, you know, I said that this person didn't like me, and I was not a big fan of hers. So, I mean, look. I feel bad when anybody passes.
Exactly. You know, exactly.
This was a lonely old woman, and I feel bad for her passing.
A good cover. Good cover.
Yeah, no. And, well, and that was part of her, you know, she was a lonely old woman, and that was a lot of her anger towards everyone.
Lived, she truly lived a near hermit type life.
Yes.
I mean, she kept to herself.
Yes, yeah, she did not. Yeah. Did not get along.
Did not
well
participate.
With
not
came out long enough to hate you.
Yeah,
apparently.
She hated me.
Yeah.
So why'd you do it?
Yeah. Yeah, right. Yeah. What was your motive? Anyway. So that's how I started my Friday evening.
Your weekend kickoff.
With the discovery of a dead body.
Cool.
Woo!
Well, you got me beat.
Yeah, good stuff.
Anyway, so what we do before every show is we have a pre-show dinner that I very rarely get to take part of because I am scrambling every Friday evening to get my last-minute notes and things like that together. But I mentioned that Jesse is on the show this evening, and he and his family visited us last Sunday. And in our conversations, he mentioned that he really liked Moe's.
Welcome to Moe's.
Welcome to Moe's. You got to eat at Moe's. So,
and they actually say that when you walk in.
They do. I'm not going to lie. When I was in Columbus, I just went to the first one. It's on High Street up in Columbus. I don't know if any of your local listeners know Columbus well, but on High Street, there's this Moe's that just went in last year, and I walked in. Nobody said a word to me.
Oh.
I was expecting it. I went in, and I actually said it to them. So maybe I need to be a new Moe's employee because I already know their slogan better than that.
Right.
Walk right in. Welcome to Moe's.
I was like, welcome to Moe's. Yeah. Oh, nobody said it.
You should have walked in and said it.
Now I feel weird.
Yeah, I did. Well, it felt really awkward.
Yeah, but...
You should have just walked in and said, I'm at Moe's. I'm at Moe's.
Well, they kind of startled me when I walked in and said it. I was like, whoa.
Hey, God, okay. Hey. I get it.
All right.
I know where I walked
don't
in.
Don't talk to me.
Yeah, right. No not attention, ready for that please. Yet.
So, Steph, where was this particular Moe's that you went to?
I went to the Moe's in Largo, which is located at 11140 Starkey Road.
Okay.
It's right there, Starkey and 102nd, where it turns into Brian Dairy.
All right.
Catty Corner from that shopping plaza with the Publix in it.
Okay.
Bardmore. Yeah. Yes. Thank you.
I got you. I was just there.
It's a little bit out of your way, though.
No, not if I go home the correct way to the office. Office is on the same street.
Oh, okay.
So I just jumped up a little earlier.
So it worked out.
So it worked out very well.
Well, what'd you get?
What didn't we get?
You got a lot of stuff.
Hannah actually got the kids' meal because that was the only plain cheese quesadilla on the menu.
Right.
Without any, like, funky, weird stuff.
Mm-hmm. That's the good stuff, though.
And then we got a couple of Joey bags, which are burritos.
Which does not sound appetizing when
you call
it
that. No, it does not. But they're very good. A home wrecker, which is another one of their burritos.
Home wrecker,
yes.
All right.
And
mostly the bathroom.
And we got some, I think they were Joey bowls. I don't know. My printout has all of these abbreviations that I don't understand. But what was nice when I went in, you can actually, when you go online and order,
right,
you click whether you want black olives or onions or, you know, what to put on or leave off each burrito. And in the special instructions section, I wrote in everybody's name.
That's cool.
And each person's food was properly labeled. It was ready to go.
I mean, otherwise, how do you figure it out?
Exactly, especially with burritos and you know, one person that can't eat cheese, that's a tough taste test.
That's a tough one, right?
Okay. But very good, very good. Great service, very pleasant, friendly. How was the food?
It was good.
Delicious.
I was happy with it.
Yeah,
I got a cookie.
You guys are welcome.
Thank you, Jesse.
Thank you, Jesse.
Thank you for the recommendation.
Like I said, I have not had mine yet, but I will either do so later this evening or for breakfast.
Right.
For breakfast.
Mm. Yeah, a lot of Saturday morning breakfasts for Mark, our pre-show dinner.
Yeah, that's exactly right. One of the things, Stephanie, do you remember us going to Ricky P's?
Yes.
Remember that?
Yes.
We went down to that grilled cheese festival
right
at Ferg's.
Ooh. And we went to...
we ended up over at Ricky P's just across the street
Orleans
on Central Avenue.
Orleans Bistro.
Yeah, New Orleans Bistro, where they're moving.
Oh, no. Where to?
They're going to move down on 4th Street. So they're not going out of business. They're just moving. They're still going to be downtown St. Pete. I liked the food was great.
The food was great, but you know what? That was such a great building, too.
Yeah, the building was very cool.
Are they
going
to be able to...
Very...
The atmosphere.
Orleans-esque.
Yes.
Yep, I liked it. I don't know. Maybe they can somehow decorate to the point where they have that same Cajun feeling.
Right.
So a lot of grilled cheese on 4th Street.
There was that day.
There was that day.
Yeah, we didn't have one, but we opted for Ricky P's Cajun Delights.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. Why don't we talk about sports, man?
Oh, okay.
All right. I suppose if we got it.
Let's do it.
Jesse,
I don't know if you
Jesse
know or
might
not,
like
but
sports.
I like sports.
Our kids hate sports. So usually when I talk about sports, they sort of tune out.
This is usually where the phones come out.
You can give me the mic time.
Yeah. Glaze over.
As many of you know, the Major League Baseball All-Star Game was played on Tuesday out in San Diego.
Really?
The American League beat the National League 4-2,
so
which basically gives the American League a home field advantage for this year's World Series.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
I didn't realize that had any implication at all.
Jesse, you are a Pirates fan.
I am a Pittsburgh Pirates fan.
They are National League.
They are National League, so I was kind of bummed out on Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
But I did get to see my two Pirates who were in the All-Star game. Melanson pitched a perfect, I believe it was the 8th inning, and... Starlin Marte, who's our left fielder,
yes,
he had a 1-for-1 at bat for a single,
nice,
in the top of the 8th. So.
Very good. Now, did you catch any of the? Now on Monday they had
the
home run derby.
Yes,
did you catch any? Of that?
I did. I caught just the ending of it. And honestly, since they made the change in the home run derby, I don't know if any of your listeners know that last year they made a change, so it's more of a head-to-head competition.
Okay.
So what they do now is they have a seeding, and it's basically whoever has the most home runs and whoever plays in the home run derby is their top 5 seeds.
Oh, you're talking about whoever has the most home runs going into the derby?
Yes.
Per the season?
For that season.
Oh, that's cool.
If they play. Now, they can obviously say, I did not want to participate in the home run derby. So they had Carlos Stanton in, and Adam.
That would be Giancarlo Stanton.
Oh, Giancarlo. I'm sorry. Obviously, you can tell I'm a Pirates fan.
We're like, okay.
But I did. I caught the last two. So I watched the guy from the White Sox play the Reds guy, because I don't know their names at the moment. Okay. I'm blanking. But Carlos Stanton, or Gio Stanton.
Giancarlo Stanton,
yeah.
Of the Miami Marlins, he won.
Yes.
I guess he batted 61 homers, and they said that broke a record. And I'm thinking, wait a minute. How could that be a record? Because I remember back when Mark McGwire and Sammy Sosa were in the home run derby, and it seems like they just hit home runs for about 5 hours straight.
He broke.
And it had to be like 70-some records. I mean, is there a new way that
they're doing it? No.
That's the Royd record.
That we don't speak of, Ty.
He broke the individual home run record. So he hit 61 individually. Uh-huh. So if you put them all together, then obviously they
probably... So he hit 60... because they do it in different
They do it in
segments.
Rounds. Yeah.
Right. So overall, he hit 61.
Yes. That's pretty impressive. Yes, that's pretty impressive for one guy. And right. They were saying that's why they paid him $320
million.
Yes. Good for him. Good for him.
That is good for him. Let's see. Our Tampa Bay Rays.
Yeah.
Our Tampa Bay Rays start a weekend series tonight at the Trop against league rivals Baltimore Orioles. If you go tonight, all students with valid ID get lower level tickets for $15.
Wow. Nice.
That's kind of a good deal. If you go to tomorrow night's game, there will be a post game concert featuring Bret Michaels.
Oh.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. Bret Michaels. Every thorn. Oh, no. Every rose has a thorn.
Every thorn has a rose.
Every thorn has a rose. That's a little different, isn't it?
Still accurate.
The Mark Ginn edition.
Yeah. Yeah.
If you go on Sunday, kids 14 and under get a Kiermaier Claus bobblehead. Kevin Kiermaier would be our center fielder, I believe.
Nice.
Anyway, so that's that. Hold on. I had something else. It seems like it now.
Hopefully, the Rays will come out.
Well, they're coming. Yeah. This is the first
slump.
First game back from the All-Star break. And, I read an article today basically saying that Kevin Cash, the manager, his whole mantra basically is you're not playing for nothing. You know, you're actually playing for something. We're not going to go to the playoffs. We're not going to win anything. But at least we can try to beat or have less than 100 losses, you know.
That's always good.
Yeah, that's okay. Really, out of 162, that's real good. Yeah. I think when we mentioned the Rays last week, it said that they were on track to have 97 losses.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. So,
but maybe
as long as they don't do any worse in the second half, then
well,
they're golden.
And then the individual players. I mean, you don't want to just lay down for the rest of the season because, your career. You know,
right.
People are watching you, no matter if you're on a crappy team or if you're on a great team. You know, there are players that can be picked up at all times, depending on how well you do.
Yeah. Well, let's see how well they do.
Mm-hmm. Well, they already got the check, didn't they?
Yeah.
No, they get checks weekly.
But they want to get another one next week.
Yeah.
Or the next weekend or the next year.
How about next year?
This just in. The Pokemon Go is actually making people visit remote, potentially dangerous areas. On the bright side, they finally found a way to get people to attend the Rio Olympics.
That's a good one.
That's a good one. Let's see. That's our sports for this evening. Now, another thing that we always do, Jesse, and I don't know if you're aware of this, is that we do a weekly beer tasting.
Yes.
I am.
Have to tell you right off the bat that I guess I was a little frazzled by discovering a dead body before I left work.
Yeah.
But I ended up going to the store that I usually get our craft beer for our tasting, and I ended up getting one that we've already tasted. So fake it.
Yeah.
Well, I've never had it.
Yeah,
so
Jesse's never
it.
Had it. So right. We'll see if he likes this one.
Did you get a selfie?
No.
Oh, God, gross.
We do need to take a break. We do need to take a break. We are the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show right here on RadioSaintPete.com. If at any time during the show you want to give us a call, please call us at 727-498-0502. We will be right back.
It's martini time.
I don't always drink beer, but when I do, it's on the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show. Dad makes me do it.
Tonight, before you go to bed, make an inspection tour of your icebox. How's that Pabst Blue Ribbon supply holding out? Got enough bottles and cans? Remember, tomorrow's the beginning of a relaxing weekend. You'll be entertaining guests or listening to the radio or just getting that hungry, thirsty feeling when you want a snack of cheese and crackers topped off with a tall, cool foamer of Pabst Blue Ribbon beer. Tomorrow morning when your dealer says, what did you have? Say, Pabst Blue Ribbon. What else?
What else? Indeed.
Well, hopefully we're having something else. Yeah.
Well, I mean, there's a lot of choices.
There's a ton of choices, and I just completely goofed it.
Yeah, well, that's fine, honey. You get a pass this
week.
Well,
I mean, you found a body. Maybe you should have got something stronger.
Yeah, right?
What do you got
we're
for
having
finding
shots
a body?
Of tequila.
We're skipping the beer.
Anyway, let's get on with the beer tasting. I am going to the moist satchel.
Gross.
Moist satchel.
I can't find it. Oh, I got it. Don't worry, I got it.
There's a dead body in here.
There's a dead body in here. But it's on ice, Ty. Okay.
It doesn't help.
I am opening the offering.
It also has a moist satchel.
It just sprayed all over me. Thank you very much.
Oh, God.
It's because you picked the same one. That's why.
All right. Hold on. All right. This is what we've got. I will start to pour it. And as I do, I will tell you a little bit about what we have.
We've already had it.
We've already had it, but you probably don't remember.
Yeah, well, we've had so many. What do we have?
Pass that down.
It's a nice color.
Yes.
Oh, is this the Lake Pontchartrain?
No, this is not Lake Pontchartrain. That was more of a gray-green color.
I don't know what Lake Pontchartrain is, but Hannah just made a face.
It was good. It was bad.
The Pontchartrain was the color of a dead body.
Yeah. Then there probably are some dead bodies in Lake Pontchartrain. All right, so what are we having?
Okay, what we're having tonight, tonight's offering comes from St. Pete Brewing Company right here in downtown St. Petersburg. Tonight's brew is called Orange Wheat.
Oh, I like this one.
Yes,
this
one I remember this
one was good.
So everybody give it a
try.
Well,
at least you picked a good one.
Yeah, I like this one. It's very
I do like it. It's very refreshing.
Very refreshing.
I'm going to have to write this down when I go back.
No,
I'm out.
Hannah's out.
It's very
good. Now I'm going to have to arm wrestle Jesse for it because he liked it too.
Look, I think his is gone.
You want to go? Let's do it.
Ty, what
do you think?
I didn't like it as much this time.
Well, there we go.
Now?
There you go. Hannah's, I'll take Ty's.
Yeah, but see, I usually get them both, but I'll share.
I don't know. I think it's pretty good.
I like this one. Yeah, I think this one's very good.
I think you should have got the Coco Cedra.
Yeah,
oh, that one was good.
Although, that's kind of not really a beer.
You know what? That one
was kind of though delicious.
That one's got a headache written all over it when you drink.
Is that the
whole
one you
can.
Were talking about Sunday when you woke up the next morning?
No, that was the which one?
Ace.
The passion.
Yeah, they've got their cans here.
Right. Oh, that passion one was fantastic.
Oh, the passion wheat.
Yeah.
Oh, it was delicious. I drank three of them, and I thought the next day I was going to die.
Now, that passion
not
wheat,
make it.
That passion wheat, they have a couple other offerings that are available where I get the beer, and I should have gotten one of those.
Yeah, maybe next week.
Next week.
But don't let me drink three of them. It's dangerous.
The can says, St. Pete Orange Wheat is a wonderful anytime American wheat beer with a crisp hint of sweet orange peel and coriander seed. Whether you are on the boat, at the beach, or just enjoying the beautiful Florida weather, it is your go-to brew. What do you suppose it pairs best with? If you had to guess, we need three.
Well, what did we say last time?
I don't know. I didn't go to the archives. I'm going to say cheeseburgers.
We're not that organized.
Finding a dead body?
Popsicles.
There's a lot of dead bodies on this show this week.
Yeah, it's going to happen.
The theme of the week.
Did we say creamsicles last time? I think we did.
Probably.
We might have.
Brought to you in part by dead bodies.
I wrote cream cycles.
Cream cycles.
And I think you did that last time.
I think
time.
I did last time, too. This boy needs to learn
wow.
how to spell. And what, I need one more.
Still all shaken up.
All right, Jesse.
I'm not using
dead what would it
stuff.
Pair best
you,
with?
You, come on.
I don't know. I would maybe put it with something kind of light, some light food. I don't know. The Moe's, I would say no. Do not put it with Moe's.
Not good with Moe's.
No,
not good with Moe's.
All right, so it pairs so best with cheeseburgers, creamsicles, but not Moe's.
But not Moe's. No Moe's.
No Moe's.
No Moe's.
The alcohol content is 4.7% by volume. So on the gin scale, what are we calling this? I'm saying thumbs up.
Thumbs up.
Jesse?
Yeah. Oh, double thumbs up. This is good.
Ty?
Yeah. I'll give it a thumbs up because, I mean, it wasn't bad. It just, I don't know. It's
no.
all right.
Wasn't
there are
favorite.
Five of us in here. We're going 4 out of 5. That's not
okay.
bad.
Perfect.
Not bad. Not bad. Not
works
bad.
For me.
Mm-hmm. let's see. Do we want to go right into movies and entertainment, or do we want to take a break?
We just did a break.
Yeah, we just came back from a break, so
okay,
let's go ahead and move on.
All right, movies and entertainment. Now, has anybody seen anything this week that they want to talk about?
No.
Any movies? Nobody's seen any movies?
I haven't watched any movies, but me and my girlfriend have been watching Orange is the New Black Season 4.
So, oh, so
that's
are
what we've
we.
Been watching.
Oh, what episode are you guys on?
We are on... Oh, what
almost
did we,
the end.
We watched 8 last night.
Oh, we just watched 10, 11, and 12.
Don't
oh,
say a word.
Don't say a
I'm
word.
Be quiet.
I've already seen all of it.
It's going to get intense. It's going to get intense.
I don't know. See,
say.
I don't.
Well, Mark keeps sleeping
keep,
through
keep
it.
Sleeping
I'm kind of on my own.
And,
with
I don't really feel like I miss anything when I fall asleep.
Yeah.
I mean, I feel like I can pick right back up the next day.
He says that, mm-hmm. but
yeah.
then as we're watching. He's
what
like,
the hell's going
what's
on?
What's going on? So now I'm trying to tell him, well, so-and-so did this, and so-and-so did that, and then this happened, and that happened. And
right.
What?
You know, yeah, what?
Does anybody have any desire to see the Ghostbusters movie?
No.
Yes.
It
yes.
actually got a B+. Steve Persall from the St. Pete Times.
I don't know if I agree
or
with a lot
Tampa
of
Bay
what he
Times.
Says.
Well, he's been off on a couple of them.
I feel like he might be off on this one.
I listened to a conversation on the radio the other day from somebody that went to go see it, and they said they weren't mad at it. It wasn't the best movie they've ever seen, but they didn't feel like they had wasted their money.
Mm. I heard some good things from people that have seen it already. I heard it was pretty funny. The comedians that were in it, I thought were going to look pretty good to me.
I actually heard that same day an interview with Dan Aykroyd, who is in it, who makes a cameo in it, who was obviously in the originals. And he says, look, he says, this is, you know, people probably are going to go to see it and have a little bit of hesitation just because they're expecting what they saw in the originals. I think, though, that when they see it, they're going to really appreciate the comedy of the four women.
Okay.
Yeah, I just...
Well, that's
I'm
supportive
not a fan of
them.
Reboots, though. Yeah. Like, they're just kind of rehashing old ideas.
But all of the original
that's
guys...
all movies now.
All the original guys make cameos. It's like Dan Aykroyd.
Yeah,
is
oh,
a
that's
cab,
cool.
He's
that's
a cab
good.
Driver.
Yeah, I didn't know that. That's cool.
Yeah.
I heard that they only had like a 20-second cameo.
Oh, yeah, they're
piece,
quick.
Though.
It's very quick.
Yeah,
I mean, what cameo is long?
Yeah, right.
Well,
I don't know.
Name one, Ty. Name one cameo that lasts.
Oh, he probably
than 5
will. He,
no, I mean the Stan Lee one in Deadpool that lasted.
Stan
about
Lee makes
3
every
minutes.
Cameo out there, though.
Well, Dan Aykroyd didn't seem to think that it was going to be a flop. He seemed to think that after the initial viewings, that people would basically turn it into sort of like a cult classic, just like all the originals.
I don't know. I mean, it just seemed kind of hokey.
Oh, I was never a fan of the originals. So, I mean, you know my taste in movies, and that certainly wasn't it.
Right.
I mean, I saw the first one. I didn't see the second one or anything. Or I don't even know how many there are. But,
is
to
there
me,
more than one other than this one?
Yeah, no, there's others.
Is there three? I thought there
one,
was three.
One, two, and I
no,
think...
No, there's two, and then they had a comic book that they turned into an animated show for a bit.
Oh.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Right. Okay. Yeah, see.
Well, technically, there is three movies then with the new one.
Yeah.
Right.
So I'm right somehow.
Wow. Somehow.
Yeah, I don't know. I saw the first one.
Like I say, Steve Purcell gave it a B+, so we'll see what happens.
I don't know if I'd
So go to the dollar theater is what you're telling me.
We mentioned last week that the movie The Infiltrator.
Yes.
That was filmed primarily here in Tampa Bay.
Yeah.
Came out, and Steve Purcell gave that a B+. That's one that I really do want to see.
I do want to see that one.
What one was that about?
That's Bryan Cranston?
It's the Bryan Cranston movie, and it's about this
you're
guy.
You're talking to a man who has no idea.
It's a guy that went undercover for 5 years working with the mob, and he was instrumental in basically breaking down Pablo Escobar's money laundering scheme, crippled him, you know what I mean? And he was part of that.
It's a true story.
Hannah Claire, there was an article in the paper that listed a lot of the locations where they filmed.
Yeah.
I know that they filmed in front of the asylum where you work, but unfortunately in the paper that was not listed.
Oh, really?
What?
Yeah.
No love.
They came, apparently the other day or last week, they came and talked to Big John. The news and the paper people came and talked to Big John about the whole thing.
Right.
Who's Big John?
My boss.
Oh.
Yeah, she's got Big John and Little John.
Right. Well, see, my dad's got a friend in Ohio. His name's Big John. So I just think of this big dude who's like 6'8".
That's usually how it
310
works.
Pounds.
Yeah.
I mean.
Could beat the crap out
you're
of you.
You're not wrong. You're definitely not wrong.
Yeah.
Put a biker jacket on him.
We don't wear biker jackets. He's got like camo shorts and a
ripped
up t-shirt.
Yeah.
Well, some of the places that they filmed in front of or in Cephas Hot Shop Restaurant in Ybor City, Dolphin Motel, St. Pete Beach, Derby Lane, St. Pete Beach, Alpine Liquor, 2001 Odyssey Strip Club in Tampa.
Nice.
Right. Innisbrook Golf Resort in Palm Harbor, Hyde Park South, Tampa, Tampa International Airport, Lowe's Don Cesar in St. Pete Beach, Port of Tampa Bay and Tampa Theater, but they did not mention the asylum.
Wow. I'm surprised. We were in the trailer in the commercial.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess that's all the fame you get.
Yep.
I don't want to show off the bongery.
You can't see any. It's all inside. Behind closed doors.
PG-13.
Uh-huh. They just, I think yesterday, came out with the Emmy nominations. The Emmys are going to air on ABC September 18th. And you know, during the Academy Awards, a lot of the black actors were snubbed.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, they've sort of turned it around because there is a diverse list for Emmy nods, and a lot of black actors are getting recognized.
Oh, I heard about this.
Which is very good. I don't know. I can give you a couple. I don't know. Are you interested in any of the lead actor nominations or lead actor in a drama? Kyle Chandler, Bloodline, never heard of it. Rami Malek, My Robot.
Haven't heard of any of those.
I don't know any of them.
I've heard of My Robot.
Bob Odenkirk, Better Call Saul.
Nice.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Did like that.
Liv Schreiber, Ray Donovan, Kevin Spacey, House of Cards.
Okay.
He's not black.
I heard that a lot of the Emmys went to, like the House of Cards type shows.
Well, that.
House of Cards, Orange is the New Black.
A lot of the Netflix only.
Game of Thrones, yeah. HBO, original series.
It's all small screen stuff.
Right. It's not a lot
four,
of.
It's not four movies.
But no, but what I was saying is not like network, regular. ABC, NBC,
well, they're really
CBS.
Losing ground nowadays.
Yeah.
They're falling apart real quick.
Exactly. Well, I mean, look at us.
Mm-hmm.
Binge watching again.
Well, I mean, to watch any of the regular shows, a lot of them I don't think are that good.
Right.
No, they're all pretty terrible.
Mm-hmm. Right. And yet, you know.
The one that I've seen a couple of times is that American Family. I think that's hysterical. I love that.
I haven't seen that.
Modern Family?
Modern Family.
I'm like, American Family. It was funny. I was just watching that earlier today.
American Family, isn't that the animated one?
It's American Dad.
American Dad. That's why I got those confused. Modern Family.
Are like two completely opposite shows.
Yeah, well, it happens.
Yeah.
It's Friday. It's you Friday. Did see a dead body.
I saw a dead body.
Yeah, exactly.
Still rattled.
A little disconnected.
Mm-hmm. Hey, did you guys see in the paper where that bullfighter got gored to death in Spain?
What? I did not.
Last Saturday in Spain, in Madrid, Spain, in the bull ring, a 29-year-old matador, his name is...
something Spanish?
Yeah.
Victor Barrio.
Victor Neighborhood.
He was first gored in the thigh, and then he was gored in the chest.
Ooh.
And he died a few hours later in a hospital. But he was the first professional matador to die in the ring in more than 3 decades.
Wow.
So they have a pretty good record.
Yeah, right? Yeah, I guess.
A lot did you hear about the protests that they did about the bulls in Spain?
Well, I think it's look, I'm all about animal rights.
Yeah.
And I don't know if you've ever seen a bullfight, but it's pretty
horrific.
It's horrific. Yeah. You know, I know it's a tradition that goes back
hundreds of years.
It doesn't make it a good thing.
No. Doesn't make it right.
No.
Exactly.
No. And you know, matadors in Spain are considered like national heroes, much like our athletes, you know, here in the United States. You know, matadors are a lot like LeBron James and things like that. They get that kind of recognition. But you know, if you watch a bullfight, it's pretty gruesome.
Right.
You know, I did hear one thing that says that if the bull does win, that they spare his life.
Oh, well, that.
And they retire him.
Nice.
Well, that's nice of
that's,
them.
That's, I mean, that's I don't know giving.
For, I don't but know if he loses, what happens?
Well,
they kill him?
No, he dies there in the ring.
Yeah, right.
And then
he kills him. Okay.
Right.
Yeah. I've never understood it. I just understood
they
he
have
had
these
cape.
Big spears and these big long, like, yeah. big long needles.
Somebody's not going to make it.
Yeah. Somebody's dying.
And yeah.
Then I heard this thing where somebody called into this radio station and was talking about what they do to the bulls prior to the bullfight. First of all, before they send him into the ring, they coat their eyeballs with Vaseline so they can't see very well.
Oh.
They starve them for 2 or 3 days before. And then right before they go in, they have a bunch of people harass it, you know, to like kind of piss it off.
Taunt it.
Oh,
yeah.
Geez.
You know, so they make it angry and then can't really see, you know.
So it's swinging for life.
Look, I'm almost rooting, knowing that, I'm rooting for the bull.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, screw the guy.
Yeah,
guy's kind of got an unfair advantage.
Absolutely does. Absolutely.
Yeah, well. A little fruity.
Mm-hmm.
A little. So but
that,
yeah, that's
he doesn't think that.
Anyway, this guy, Victor Barrio, the 29-year-old matador, was killed last Saturday. On Wednesday, you know how they always have the running with the bulls
right,
in Pamplona,
right.
Spain? Well, an American was actually gored.
Nice.
Not to death, but he was gored in the thigh along with 5 other runners.
That never seems like a good idea.
No,
right.
You got to be completely out of your mind. I mean, if you go into that thinking that it's going to be okay
and it's going to be fun,
yeah.
What part of fun?
Well,
is being chased down an alley by a bull.
I don't care how
crazy guy thinking that's awesome.
I don't
that's
care bulls. How fast you think you are. You're running in a crowd of people.
Right. You're going to only yeah. be as fast as right. the guy in front of you.
And you're looking at like a 1,200-pound bull.
No.
He's running over people.
Several yeah. of them.
Right.
Didn't
yeah.
He,
there's
didn't
a bunch
like
of...
Rex Ryan just do that a couple years ago? Didn't he like run in, but he like jumped the fence really quick?
Something like that. I think I do remember hearing something like that. The American that was gored, his name is Matthew Loeb, and he was 39 years old. And like I say, he was gored in the thigh. But that's one of those things, you know. You're a risk taker.
Right.
You know, and if that happens, do you feel sorry for those people? I don't.
No.
You know.
They knew.
You chose to
guy,
do that.
Yeah, you're the guy that chose to get in the ring with right. a pissed off bull.
Mm-hmm. I still feel more sorry for the bulls.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, if they're what I said about what they do to the bulls before they go into the bull ring. I mean, what do they do to make those bulls mad before the run?
Right, before the...
you know?
And how do they corral them and stop them at the end?
Yeah.
What do they...
Why don't they just
they
run
don't.
Off to the next town?
Yeah, right?
Just... They don't. They just open the gates and let them go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Off into the sunset?
Right.
Like Jared Allen on his horse.
Anyway, so one of the biggest stories of the week has got to be the Pokemon thing. And I do want to get into that. But before we do that, I think we should take a break.
Yes.
Because, quite frankly, I need a break.
Okay.
All right. We are the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show right here on Radio St. Pete. We will be right back.
Radio St. Pete what?
Talking, count the minutes till the sun goes down. Daydreaming, retreating, hide your face inside a lonely crowd. Whoa, sweet talker, slow walker, had me thinking I was lost, then found. But I was walking on. Seeing the cracks beneath my feet, I was blinded by your light. Never seeing the hate behind your smile. Sleepwalker. Treated and cheated, keep your secrets where they can't be found. Keep walking, keep talking, run away from me as fast as you can. What was I to you?
Okay, everybody, that is a song that was recommended to me by Radio St. Pete's head honcho, Joe B.
Joe B.
He said that this woman approached him and wondered how she could get her song on the radio, and he gave her an opportunity. And I said that after listening to it, I said that we would promote it on our show. Now, the young lady's name is Kim King.
Kim King.
Yep, she's originally from Wyoming, but she is now living here, and I believe they said in Pinellas Park. She's an American singer-songwriter based here in Florida. She writes, composes, and produces all her own music.
Nice.
And it says that she's been doing that since the age of 7.
Wow.
So she's pretty talented. I think she's got a pretty good voice. It says, Kim's style is edgy and eclectic and continues to evolve with influences from rock, EDM. What's EDM?
Electric dance music.
Electric dance music.
Hippie go, music. Hannah.
I'm all very about good. Those.
Hey, that's good stuff, man.
So EDM, pop, and classical music genres.
You like those wubs.
Those raves, that's what I'm...
Kim says that she really takes inspiration from genres and artists and... Takes inspiration from genres and artists and defines herself as an independent artist. I'm pretty sure I left something out there. But anyway, that's Kim King, everybody. She's a local artist, and she's, you know, just like everybody else, she's trying to make it in the industry.
Right. And I'm sure she has a Facebook page, she's probably on Reverb Nation.
Reverb Nation. That's where I got that information from.
Okay.
Yep. Kim King on Reverb Nation. You can look that up if you want more information. Some of the other songs that we have played tonight on the show, we started off with Surfin' Bird by the Ramones. Then we did Martini Time by the Reverend Horton Heat.
Yes,
and
I love that song.
Of course, that was Kim King with Sleepwalker. So welcome to Radio St. Pete, Kim King.
Yes.
That was nice. Anyway, all right, so this just in.
Here we go.
A man in Oregon got stabbed while playing Pokemon Go and refused medical treatment in order to keep playing.
Oh. Wow.
He leaves a wife, 2 kids, and 6 Squirtles. Anyway, so I was not aware that... Jesse is somewhat of an expert on this whole Pokemon.
Oh, I've been playing since last Friday, and it came out last Thursday.
Okay, so I have to ask you, what level are you on?
I'm not going to lie, I'm a level 11.
Wow!
But just to let you know, I found out that I'm not as bad, and I felt better about myself because...
Why would you think that was bad? You're the second person that I've heard is that high.
Listen to this. I was We were at, I can't remember the name of the restaurant. Our waiter comes up and looks at my phone, sees that I'm playing Pokemon Go right next to the beach. I was like, let me catch some water type. And all of a sudden, she's like, oh, I play Pokemon Go. And she's like, what level are you? And I'm like, I said, I'm level 10. I think I was 10 or something at that point. She's like, well, I'm level 15.
Whoa.
And I was like, oh, well, I feel kind of better about myself.
That's insane. How does she even make it to work?
That's what she does while she works. Yeah. She's a waitress, and what she does is she turns it on, and she'll put it in her pocket, and she wanders around so she can hatch eggs.
Hatch eggs.
There's eggs. If you look at the, if you go back to actual the game, like the Game Boy Advance and all that stuff game,
the real
the real game before the app came out.
Right.
You could collect eggs, and what you had to do is you had to walk a certain amount of steps in the game to get the egg to hatch.
Okay.
So what they've done now is you can hold up to 9 eggs.
Okay.
And
that's a lot nicer than the real game.
It is a lot nicer if you've ever played the game. You can hold 9 eggs, and they are all different ones. My sister's boyfriend had actually just found one that's a 10 kilometers. It's kilometers. It's not miles.
Okay.
So it...
Foreign.
You get your GPS, and it just shows you your little dude walking around, and it adds up.
Wow.
Okay. Now... if you drive in the car, does that add up?
I'm gonna talk about that a little bit later, about the do's and don'ts of Pokemon Go.
Oh, yeah, because there have been some issues. If you want to go ahead and get into it, let's do it. This is our Pokemon segment.
So I'm basically what it is it's an app that you can get off of the Play Store or the Apple Store.
Most people can.
Yes, most people can, other than Ty, because he has a Cricket.
Right.
Yeah, sorry, Ty. I get apps.
It's okay. I don't get this one.
I can't get it either. So.
But anyway, so basically what you do is you download it. It's free. If you want it, you can go download it. It's pretty much exactly like the...
Isn't it free to a point? Didn't I hear something that if you sign up to this app that Nintendo has... can view all of your Google listings and things like that?
Well, so there's two ways that you can sign up. You can sign up through a Google account, or you can do like a trainers club thing that you register. I just did the Google account because I've got like 4. So good luck trying to track me on which one of those.
Okay.
But so basically it plays exactly like the Game Boy game. It does it's made by the Nintendo company and the Pokemon company. Came out last Thursday. It uses your GPS and camera, so if you don't want your GPS being used or followed by anybody, don't go over there. Basically, what you do is you start out, and it's just like the game. You can pick a starter Pokemon, the Squirtle, the Charmander, or the Bulbasaur.
Right.
But I found out there's a trick that if you don't want any of those, and you want Pikachu, because you're a Pikachu fan, you walk away from them, and eventually Pikachu will pop up. But it's... pretty much exactly like the game. You go around and you find Pokemon. Now, the Pokemon have to be nearby, so there's like a nearby thing that you can click on, and it shows you certain Pokemon that you can find nearby. They'll pop up. You click on the Pokemon, and you have a Pokeball at the bottom of the screen. And I probably should just have my phone out, but you click on the screen, you click on the Pokeball, you can throw it at it, and then you can throw like a raspberry to keep it so it doesn't do it. Like kind of like the Safari Zone for the extreme Pokemon players that know what's going on. But yeah, I mean, it pretty much plays exactly like the Game Boy Advance or the Game Boy Color game.
All right. Well, listen, I have to be honest with you. Everything you just said sounds foreign to me.
What
about some of the things that have been happening? Some of the things that you don't want to do.
Okay. So I found a do's and don'ts from the Connecticut State Police that they have posted.
Right.
Cool. Let's start with the don'ts. 1, do not drive and play Pokemon Go.
Right.
Good.
That's a good thing. 2, do not play Pokemon Go after midnight.
Why?
Because that's when you get robbed. Because I found a bunch of people that were robbed, but they were like, oh, I was walking around at 2 a.m. Right, behind my place. It's like
that's when all the ghost and dark types come.
Oh, sure. Whatever.
Yeah, but if you were a thief, how would you lure people to a certain area?
So there's this thing called a lure module.
Okay.
Ironic.
Right.
But what you do is there's like Pokestops that you can go to, and does like it's a little. It shows a picture of something that an actual picture of something that's nearby. So a lot of times it'll be kind of like a restaurant.
Okay.
I'm going to the airport tomorrow, so probably the airport will have a couple of those. And it shows kind of like certain things that are pretty cool around your neighborhood or around communities or parks. It wants you to go to parks because that's where a lot of the stuff is. And you click on, there's a little white cylinder thing above it that you click on, and you can put a lure module there, and it helps you as well as others
right.
to get Pokemon to come to that stop.
I heard that a lot of local establishments, especially bars, apparently you can pay some money to Nintendo and make it so that your bar gets more like Pokemon,
yeah, more stuff
that. To attract more people to your bar. So businesses are starting to do that.
Yes.
Yeah, so Hooters at John's Pass just did that.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
We actually went kayaking yesterday, and we were passing the Sun Pass toll, and there's a sign that right. my mom saw, and she says, "Oh, look at that. It says no playing of Pokemon Go because they considered Pokemon animals of the park, and you are not allowed to catch them."
Yeah.
I said that they are full of crap and totally caught me a Magmar, so I totally robbed the park, I guess.
Magmar, that's a good catch.
Nice. It was a good catch in my eye.
So, you know, you've had people getting robbed. You've had people trespassing on people's property.
That is,
there's
yes.
been a couple of car wrecks. There's been a couple of people that have fallen off cliffs.
We've had people stop on the highway because they said there's a legendary Pokemon. So don't play while you're driving.
Do you think that this is going to be a situation where Nintendo is somehow going to be sued?
Absolutely.
I could see it. I could Absolutely. See that because there's also there was a lady. So kind of going back to your dead body theory, mm-hmm. a lady in Wyoming. Was playing Pokemon Go and was looking, she didn't say the exact Pokemon, but found a dead body at a certain Pokestop.
Mm-hmm.
So that was kind of funny. Then,
what if it was
not
like
really
a
funny,
ghastly.
But. That'd been crazy.
Find a dead body and a ghost Pokemon?
Then there were people in Austin that actually were robbing people at bus stops.
Right.
At gunpoint.
Team Rocket.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, Team Rocket to the extreme. Then there was some Missouri teens. They were arrested, but this is for the guy who was traveling around his house a couple blocks away from his place at 2 a.m. is what
right.
he said, which, first off, I don't know what you're doing at after 12.
Are these the ones that cut the hole in the guy's fence to go on his property?
No. These are guys that used the lure module at a Pokestop.
Oh, okay.
And so the guy left his house and he went over. Three teens pulled up behind him in a black SUV, pulled out a gun, and said, "Give me all your stuff."
Wow.
Now, they said it a little worse, but either way. So they were arrested and caught eventually. But in my eyes, I'm just like, don't play this alone. Don't play it by yourself, no matter who you are, how old
and
you are, how big you are.
Three teenagers weren't polite about it.
Not very much. They pulled a couple guns on them and took all their stuff.
Well, I saw today that a couple of people were arrested because they broke into the zoo trying to catch a Pokemon.
Right.
I'm not gonna.
Don't trespass.
Don't trespass. That's like just. Let's
be
smart about it.
I can see all kinds of lawsuits coming.
Absolutely.
Oh yeah, I could definitely. And the funny thing is, I just found out this is only the beta version.
Yeah. Right.
So what's going to happen when they come out with the real version?
And then this is just the beginning. What other games are going to do the same kind of thing?
Right.
Well, I think there are a couple of games that are similar to this that kind of use your GPS to kind of walk around, but I don't think it's to the extreme level of how Pokemon was so big when it first started in the 90s.
One of the positives I've heard is that it is getting kids that have done nothing but sit on the couch all summer off the couch and out of the house and walking around to do this. So they're getting some kind of exercise.
That was one thing that I found in one of the
That's
USA Today's, that some of the players are playing the Pokemon Go app,
right.
and they don't realize that they're exercising because they're playing Pokemon Go.
Right.
So I just want to let you all know, when you walk, you are exercising.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
When you do this, and there was a meme, I'm not trying to hate on Michelle Obama at all, but there was a meme in a tweet
right.
that said... In 24 hours, Pokemon Go has done more in 8 years than Michelle Obama.
Right. Yeah. I saw that, too. I saw that, too. And then one of the other things that I've heard is that it's been good for getting parents and kids to spend time together.
Yeah.
Yes.
Outside.
Yes, right. It's very good to just have, like, now that's another thing that I was saying for your dues, is it's good to get out, and a lot of people are getting more social. They're meeting people that they've never met before, right, because they're going out to these parks.
Well, speaking about that, here soon in downtown St. Pete, there's going to be a Pokemon Go pub crawl.
Ooh. Right.
Cool.
Yeah. That'd be, yeah.
As a matter of fact, Hannah, the guy that works next door to you at Hungry Howie's, he works at the Bone, mm-hmm. and he's the one that originated
this.
He
created
whole
thing. It as a joke.
Yeah.
As a
joke.
And now it's turned into this real serious thing.
Yeah. Now he's got work to do.
Sponsored by Bud Light and all the radio stations.
It's kind of funny because I found another article that was talking about the, I don't know if you guys heard about the April Fools earlier this year. That Google, they actually came out with kind of a similar thing of the Pokemon Go app. That was, it was a complete joke. They did a trailer that they put all over YouTube that said, showed all these Pokemon everywhere, and it was using your phone to go catch Pokemon and stuff. And now people are thinking, well, Google totally knew about this, and now all that stuff. And I thought it was kind of funny to remember that there was an April Fool's joke that they made this game about going out and catching Pokemon, and now here we are 4 or 5 months later,
that was,
bam.
That was their test to see how many people were really interested.
Which a ton of people, including myself, was totally fooled and was like, oh my God.
I can't wait.
This is huge.
Yeah, well, we'll have to see how it all pans out. I mean, it's quite a phenomenon.
It came
in like a storm, you know?
I do want to say one thing that me and my girlfriend found out, because I've got my girlfriend, my sisters, and my sister's boyfriend playing now, that there is this AR that when you're catching Pokemon, it makes you, wherever you see the Pokemon, you have to actually point the phone.
Yeah.
If you turn the AR off, all you have to do is click on the Pokemon's straight in front of you at all times.
Yeah.
Ah. There's a good tip for anybody who's playing. Mark, I can see your face right now. You're just looking like I just spoke French to you.
No, I can just remember. Just okay, so that's like a tip on how to basically beat the game. I can remember, like, back in the day, Atari and games like that, like, remember Duck Hunt came out, and it was the only game that didn't have the joystick. It had the actual gun. I found out early on that if you just aim the gun at a light, you get all the ducks.
Wow.
You don't have
I've actually played that game too. That's the sad part.
I'm really upset.
If you ever play it again, just aim the light.
Aim at a light.
You'll get everyone. You'll win every time.
And I bet you were like, who's laughing now?
Who's laughing now? Yeah. Duck face.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Anyway.
Well, so much for Ty ever outgrowing Pokemon.
Oh, nice.
It is that.
It's here to stay.
That dream is gone. You are wearing a Pokemon
t-shirt. He is. He got his Charmander, Charmeleon, and Charizard.
Yes.
Nice.
He's on fire.
I'm repping the crew.
All right. This has also been a kind of another big week in news, or especially what we wake up today with the news of what happened in France yesterday. So anyway, why don't we go ahead and take a break? When we come back, we'll talk a little bit about that. ¶¶